Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second, the shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third, the center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jackie Robinson. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting eighth, the catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Russ Meyer. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Russ Meyer. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second, the second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third, the first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth, the catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Cole. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Cole. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pee Wee Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Reese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Snider hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baker bunts towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Talbot moves to second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Talbot moves to third. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. Talbot scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Jackson moves to second. Hank Sauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jackie Robinson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morin strikes out. One out. Carl Furillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Furillo hits a line drive into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Cole is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 0-for-1 in the game. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Reese moves to second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Talbot is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Cole covering, for the out. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Furillo strikes out. Two outs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Campanella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campanella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kiner is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Kiner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sauer is 0-1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kiner moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kiner moves to third. Sauer moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cooper is 0-1 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Dave Cole is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cole is 0-1 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Bob Talbot batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Talbot is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Talbot takes first base on ball 4. Cole moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Baker is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gilliam is 0-2 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Gilliam moves to second. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reese is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snider is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gilliam moves to third. 2 outs. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hodges is 0-2 in the game. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Robinson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morin is 0-2 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Gilliam scores. Hodges moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Bill Tremel now pitching. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Furillo is 0-2 in the game. Furillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodges scores. Robinson scores. Morin moves to second. It's Dodgers, 5, Cubs, 5. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Campanella is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campanella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morin scores. Furillo moves to second. It's 6-5, Dodgers. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Meyer is 0-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fondi is 0-2 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kiner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field. Snyder picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Snyder. Kiner moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Reese hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive to right field. Sauer throws towards Banks. Banks fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Banks. Gilliam moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges is walked intentionally. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Gilliam scores. Snyder scores. Hodges moves to third. It's 8-5, Dodgers. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to home to get Hodges. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Billy Cox pinch runs for Jackie Robinson. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Furillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cox now playing third base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cooper is hit by the pitch. L-tap pinch runs for Walker Cooper. Steve Bilko pinch hits for Bill Trimmel. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Meyer, and towards Gilliam, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Tap moves to second. 2 outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Talbot is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Talbot hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 8, and the Cubs 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. L. Tapp now catching. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Campanella is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Campanella hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gilliam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. Baker moves to second. 1 out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kiner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kiner hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 8, and the Cubs 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Reese is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Reese bunts towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snider is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snider hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Dodgers. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Morin reaches second base with a double. Hodges goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, Dodgers. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Furillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Furillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-5, Dodgers. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Campanella is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 12, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sauer strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-6, Dodgers. El Tap batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brosnan hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 12, and the Cubs 6. The Dodgers will come to bat. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Meyer is 0-4 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gilliam is 1-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pee Wee Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Reese is 2-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 12, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Talbot is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Talbot hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baker is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Baker strikes out. 2 outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fondi is 0-4 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.